COVID's onslaught against Michigan continues. In the Upper Peninsula, counties and hospitals are facing rising cases and limited resources as the cold sets in and the holiday season approaches. We're checking in now with Carrie Ott, Public Information Officer for the UP's LMAS District Health Department, which serves Luce, Mackinac, Alger, and Schoolcraft counties. Carrie, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, April. It's nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what the department has been seeing in terms of rising COVID cases and the increase that's taken place recently.
Yeah, it's been interesting. On July 1st, several months after the pandemic started and Lower Michigan was enveloped in it, we had 20 total cases in our four counties from March to July 1st. 20.
And what's the situation now?
Since October 1st, we have gone from 134 cases to 636.
I mean, exponential hardly seems to cover it, really.
375% increase in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah. How or where are people catching COVID in the LMAS service area?
We find it, obviously, long-term care facilities. There is some there. But the most common thing we're seeing is gatherings. And when people gather with people they're friends with or their family members, even if it's a small group of people, they feel very comfortable if those, even if those aren't people they live with every day, and they let their guard down. We've had a card game, a pumpkin carving contest, where 100% of the people who were at those events tested positive. And it's only a handful, but it was with family and friends, and they feel very comfortable with that. So we have a lot of concern about gatherings of any size with anybody outside people's own household. And of course, we are on added alert right now with deer season opening on Sunday. And that's a big deal here in the Upper Peninsula. And then we move into right away into Thanksgiving, followed by Christmas and New Year's. And all of those give us some added concern, as we are also covered in snow this morning. So more people are having events inside.
What can you tell us about hospitalization rates? We do worry about what the smaller hospitals up north with smaller staffs and fewer bed space are dealing with.
Yep. Specifically in our four counties, we have four critical access hospitals. Roughly, it's about 60 beds total for the four counties and no ICU. So when we have someone, whether it's a COVID patient or any other condition that is more critical, we have to transport them. And Marquette is a typical place where we would start, or War Memorial in Sault Ste. Marie, but they are also reaching capacity, whether with patient load or that they have so many staff who are out in quarantine or in isolation due to COVID. And then we go below the bridge and we are finding hospitals we normally use there, such as in Petoskey and Gaylord, they also are having the same challenges. So we really want people to understand that, because it's not just about COVID patients. It's if there's a car accident or someone's having a heart attack, we want to make sure we have the capacity to care for those situations as well. And that's why we need people to do the small things we're always asking them to do. And I say this a lot: wear a mask, avoid large crowds, wash your hands, stay home if you don't feel good, and don't have any gathering with someone, with people who are not in your household, because we've got to keep these numbers down so the hospitals can maintain capacity to take care of everyone who might need care. And so the public health department can continue to maintain our capacity to do the things we need to do to protect the health of our communities.
You know, looking at the death rates for the counties, it appears that the LMAS service area has been relatively free of, you know, some of the tragedy that other Michigan counties has faced. But I wasn't quite sure if that included people who might have been transferred out of the county and died under hospital care.
No, if they are our resident, they still remain in our numbers. And you're right, we have only had two deaths. Both of them came in October as our numbers have rapidly increased. We, of course, are hopeful that we keep that number low, but the only way to do that is for people to do the small things we ask them to do. We do have cases in the hospital right now who are in very critical condition, and some who've been released from the hospital but have gone into rehabilitation centers. So after 30 days, they're counted as recovered, but recovered only means they haven't died. It doesn't mean they're all better.
Carrie, it's been 9 months since COVID was sort of formally announced in the United States. And there are a lot of folks out there who are just really feeling the need to get out and see others, even as the risk is pretty much going through the roof. As the holiday season approaches, what are your top concerns?
People don't want to give up their traditions, and we understand that. Big holiday gatherings, that's with gathering with friends. We understand that. But our message is it more important to maintain that tradition this year, or is it more important to still have those people to gather with you next year? And I don't want that to sound like a threat. I'm saying it as a reality, that if we gather in large groups with people in our families and friends who live in different areas, not in our household, the chances are really good right now that somebody in there is going to be COVID positive, even if they don't have any symptoms. And then you've got relatives of all ages who may have pre-existing conditions, or they just may be older, and they could become very seriously ill just by holding those traditions. And I know it's hard. I get it. We're not inhuman at the health department. We feel it with everybody else, but we need to get creative with those gatherings. Have a Zoom gathering. I know that's not as warm and fuzzy as what people want, but it's so necessary. Do meal drops on porches of family members. Then stand outside for a few minutes, even if it's chilly, and talk with them from a distance and tell them you love them and share that moment and make this an unusual tradition that hopefully we can return to our normal stuff next year. But right now we need people to take every precaution.
You know, I know that your department has been working really hard to get the word out. We just heard Governor Whitmer saying yesterday this is the worst part of the pandemic to date, but she really emphasized the importance of people taking personal responsibility. Do you think that message is being heard?
It's heard. It's not always received, but we're trying.
Do you know anyone personally who's gotten sick?
I do. I do, more than one. They have thankfully recovered, but have had some side effects that in their health and had some emergency surgery related to cardiovascular issues. And these are not people that are even what we would consider elderly or even close to what the United States government would consider retirement age. So otherwise healthy people who are now having months later new side effects from recovering from COVID.
Carrie Ott is with the UP's LMAS District Health Department. That's for Luce, Mackinac, Alger, and Schoolcraft counties. Carrie, take care. We're wishing you a very safe holiday season.
Thank you, April. We wish you the same.